Yeah, that also. There's another light that's on. The first switch on the left. First one, yeah. Yeah, no, Jerry, leave that on, please, because that it gets too dark. Thank you.
Can I make an announcement? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the fan switch,
sir? I think it's the third one from the left.
Left. Yeah.
Sorry.
Ah. We'll just wait for Nixie to come out.
Request everybody to please put away the phones, turn them on silent, if not airplane mode, please.
Thank you.
We have four more to come, but I think we
can. That's okay, now they can find their way in somewhere.
You want to start with ohms?
Sorry?
You want to start with ohms?
Yes, please, 9 ohms.
Tell me when you're ready to start, I'll start.
Yeah, I know they can. Or some less.
Can we please have 9 ohms? Prithima will lead them.
Let's have 9 joyous ohms. Oh.
Share with you today some information which is very current. You already know that new crystalline energies are coming in to planet Earth, have been coming in this entire year, and will continue to flow in stronger and stronger over the next few years. Now, as these energies come in, they naturally pass through all of you, all the kingdoms of Earth, and enter the very core center of the planet. And there are effects that are taking place. We wish to speak today of one very current effect and share with you its benefits. These frequencies have, during the last month or so, started to create energy rifts in your auric fields. Now, normally, a rift is seen as an uncomfortable aspect where energy leaks out of you. And that is happening. But we wish instead today to focus on the benefit of these rifts. First, these rifts are giving you the opportunity to release certain issues and debris that you have stored maybe for a lifetime, giving you as it were, a smooth passageway to now clean the house. Sitting here among all of you, there are three predominant aspects we would like you to focus on, but go beyond this. We are just elucidating three. The first, repressed anger. There is not one person in this room who does not have repressed anger. This could be angry moments from childhood, frustrations from the past, irritations and anger with a spouse or a child or a parent or a friend or a business situation, and anger that you have not been able to fully deal with, even acknowledge, leave alone express. We urge you all, each and everyone sitting here, to take heed of this and to start working on it in a way we will show you in a moment, because you all know that long-term repressed anger can lead to cancer, and there is no need for that issue to arise in anyone. You can choose to work on it in many ways. Number one, the obvious, consult a therapist, speak to a counselor, get guidance and advice, go to a spiritualist, go to someone who can guide you through the process. Number two, if you don't choose to do that, at least self-search. What am I holding within me? What is the anger that's coming up today that I want to deal with? And obviously, you cannot work with everything in one day. So if you sit with yourself in quiet meditation or even in just silence, a certain aspect will come up. It could be to deal with one person in your life or a certain situation that happened in your teens. Bring it up, play it out, express it preferably aloud, and if you feel urged to release the anger by hitting a pillow or expressing yourself even slightly violently with an inanimate object, not an animate one, please do so. Release, acknowledge. Yes, this is still bothering me. I'm still so angry about this, and I've never been able to really express it. Don't try and tamp this anger down with, I must breathe and do yoga and be calm. That's not releasing. That's suppressing. Of course you can do yoga and breathing, but we ask you to release. Talk it out with a friend if you wish, but do it in some way. Many find it very therapeutic to journal quietly, by all means, if that works for you. But start working on repressed anger. Dear ones, these riffs are going to help you release. They will in fact facilitate the release and speed up the process of the anger evaporating out of your structure. That's why we are giving you this information now. And we urge you to do this over the next few months, not just once or twice, because these rifts will be open all the way to the end of this year, if not further. The second aspect we are picking up from this room, regrets. What might have been? I wish I'd done that. Suppose I'd chosen to do something differently. What would my life be today? Why didn't I do that when I had the chance? Now it's too late. Regrets. The regrets could also be very personal. Why didn't I speak up when I wanted to? Why have I always played this victim role all my life? I'm feeling so miserable about who I am. I'm so envious of that person who has the ability to do what I don't. Look at where that person has gone in life and I haven't got anywhere. Regrets, regrets, regrets. Everyone has them. Here again, the process is the same. You can follow various steps, but air them out. Here, don't just stop with the regrets. Let us say a certain regret comes up. We're going to give you a specific example. Many women regret, I wish I'd married that person instead of who I married today. What would have happened if I'd stayed with that boyfriend who I loved so much? Of course, express your regrets, but then actually play out a scenario to see if I had gone with him, what would my life be today? And don't assume it's going to be a very rosy picture. You may find, amazingly enough, that your life would have gone in a very different direction. Or that certain growth you have had through this relationship would never have come from that one. And that way, you will be able to understand why you have made certain choices, or why certain things seem to just happen to you, versus you actually making a choice. So this is a two-step process, not just expressing, but tracing a shift. What would have happened? And again, be honest, because the mind tends to create very rosy, romantic pictures. But if you are honest, you will be shown by your own psyche what would have happened. And you will then understand why that was not right for your growth, and where you are today is right. Now, that doesn't mean you still can't make changes in your life. Of course you can. But at least you will put that regret to rest. The third and last one for today. Dishonor of the self. Dishonor of the self. Humans in general tend to dishonor themselves far more than they honor themselves. It's much easier for you to look at a list of, why did I do that? I can't believe I functioned this way. How stupid I was here. I've just not grown enough. Rather than, look at where I have triumphed. Yes, I acknowledge my growth. Wow, I'm a wonderful friend. Yes, I have weathered the storms of life and come through successfully. Dishonoring comes very, very easily to the human race. And this, by the way, comes from a genetic predisposition the human race has, which is not part of the other kingdoms. The human race has what is called cosmic shame. When you choose to incarnate on Earth, there is an energy in your cellular structure that makes you feel ashamed of having chosen what you perceive of as a lowly incarnation versus choosing a very evolved one. Yes, this is completely inaccurate. because those who choose to incarnate on earth are extremely courageous souls. Earth is a very, very vigorous training ground. And it's only the strong and the brave who venture onto earth. But there is a belief on earth which takes over when you incarnate, which makes you feel ashamed. Let's try and give you a parallel to make this very clear. A child can be born in very poor circumstances and make it, as it you call it, to the top, succeeding magnificently, educating himself or herself, securing a great job, moving forward in life, having a wonderful family. But that person will always have this niggling feeling, I come from nothing. Look at the others around me. They've all had much fancier families and upbringings. I am insignificant next to them. Instead of honoring themselves, saying, I have faced much greater odds to get to where I am. I am the triumphant one. But the brain takes you into insignificance, dishonor of the self. And by the way, overcompensating by being what you term excessively nouveau riche is exactly the same as dishonoring yourself. Because that is compensation from feelings of lack. So, please look at where you dishonor yourself, where you put yourself down, where you say, I'm a failure, a loser, and start again to work on this issue, to release it through these rifts. Why are we stressing on this today and now? You know, dear friends, the Guru Purnima has just passed. This is actually a gift from the masters. The opportunity to help you release debris you carry, which no longer has validity in your lives. To make you grow and evolve into the expanded, beautiful, magnificent being of light that you choose to be. So take this and this process of rifts as a gift. At the same time, these rifts are also opening your structure out to new connections, ones you've never had before. So they are really working to your benefit both ways, in the release process and the absorption process. So for example, many say, my loved one is in spirit, I don't feel connected to them, they don't come in my dreams. Use these rifts now to connect with them to a new level. They will be able to reach you easier because the rift is open. You want to download cosmic information, you want to connect to higher energies, use these rifts as a passageway. They are yours for your benefit. So in fact, in very few cases, are we urging people to heal the rifts right now. And there are a few individual cases where we are saying heal the rift. Because those people are unwittingly attracting certain frequencies that are not appropriate for them. But for the general, we say, use them, wide open, enjoy them. Today, there are a host of visitors in the room. We would like each of you to think of any two spirit relatives, friends, loved ones, that you would like to receive blessings from right now. And this could be family members, loved ones and friends. It could be master energies, whatever you want. So take a moment. We are asking today only for two. Think about them. And then open your crown chakra and receive their blessings. Feel their presence. Trust that with these rifts, they are reaching you and you are sensing them. Open now and call. Please know that they will be with you all through this day, all through the night. So stay open. Don't forget about them when you leave this room. Chat with them. Open to their energies. Say anything you want to them. Listen to them. But more important, experience them. They are all coming with love and blessings. The energies of the Maha Avatar Babaji address you and bless you today. Energies of Mother Mary now speak. With these rifts, there is a new rise in the frequency of feminine empowerment. And remember, feminine empowerment is offered to all humans, men and women alike. We are not just speaking here of feminine empowerment being your creative urges. The new Mother Mary frequencies coming to Earth now, which will be here for the rest of this entire year, are going to prompt all humans, even those you consider megalomaniacs, and tyrants and political deviants, they are going to provoke all humans to really begin looking within and touching their personal magnificence. Hear our words. We said provoke, but humans have free will. And there will be those who resist this, and there will be those who embrace it. We urge you to be ones who embrace it. And we remind you, feminine empowerment is an inner space of loving yourself, acknowledging yourself, appreciating yourself, valuing yourself, honoring yourself, and so on. A space wherein you don't need to shout or scream or make a public display of yourself. It's an inner space of magnificent growth. Embrace this. Embrace it. This feminine empowerment will also offer you all the opportunity to be even more powerful light workers. So use this energy within you that is flooding in to do your healing work, to guide others, to bless the planet, to work out issues that are in conflict, to soothe, to urge, to awaken, and most definitely to stimulate the collective consciousness to come into growth, awareness, and oneness. Use it. Mother Mary embraces you all. Lastly, a blessing from the energies of Sai Baba, Sai Ka Pranam. Sai wishes to give you a gift. A gift in keeping with the earlier discussion of what do you see and where do you put your attention. Call on our frequencies from time to time, and you will find your vision improving. We are not talking eyesight, we are talking vision. Your ability to see beyond the obvious, to see beyond the surface, to recognize the magnificence in what appears to be a beggar on the street, to tune in to a person's qualities without them even opening their mouths, to go beyond physical judgment and to understand and see better. This is Sai's gift to anyone who wishes to connect with him for this purpose. May you all have 2020 vision. Blessings. Before we end, I'm being asked just for us to do silent blessings, each one individually, sending blessings or light to anyone that you want to, for whatever purposes, healing, success, joy, openness, whatever you want. But it's got to be individual. So each person, take a moment. And you can bless, by the way, 1,000 people as easily as you can bless one. Don't limit yourself. Thank you.